more articulate, I have been told. The name of this song is Milk, and it's not about milk. It's for Charles, and I don't know why, but he kind of brought it up from the dregs. No, just about everything is, by the way. So, okay. Milk.
He sips his milk slowly, holds out his cup for more, and I know that he's lonely. Loving is such a chore. No winter's wind will ever chill the heart of spring, but love like leaves must fall and scatter in the wind again. Yes, I do recall he whispered in my ear, I love you after all. You shed your salty tear, you're crying, and I'm crying. Oh, no. Yes, I do recall he whispered in my ear, I love you after all, and you can shed your salty tear and cry. Sips his milk slowly, holds out his hands for more.
One of the first songs I ever wrote, and it's called Evil and Lusty. And it's kind of a signature, you know, why I'm doing it, but I kind of feel compelled to do it. What? I'm mumbling. Oh, am I mumbling again?
Yeah.
Well, I do it in real life too, not only in the stage, so too bad. I ain't gonna change my ways. All right, let's go. Evil Musty.
You write me your letters. You tell me what's true. And I want to be better. Oh, but I won't be like you. I'm all that you say, I'll burn Judgment Day. I'm evil and lusty, I am what I must be now. Mm-hmm. you who are holy, angelic and pure. Your burden is lifted, your spirits will soar. Oh, but I need to be saved from my fierce living grave. The devil is playing, my soul he is slain now. Now with a mark on my forehead and sperm on my tongue, enraged with the fever of a man who'd been numb. Now I close your holy book, and I demand back the time that you took from me, and I'll sing it out loud. I'm gay and I'm proud. So go write me your letter, can't tell me what's true. And oh, I want to be better, but I won't be like you. I'm all that you say. I'm gonna burn Judgment Day. I'm evil and lusty, I am what I must be. I'm evil and lusty, I am what I must be. I'm evil, I'm lusty, I'm all that I must be.
I really never thought that song would still elicit a strong response in people. Usually that hate that or like it. The first two verses were written long before the third verse is written, as people here can testify to. I was really, really writhing in pain for a long time before I came out. You see, they sent me to doctors and things like that. I'm going to say it. You can cut it out, broadcast, if you want. Dr. Lawrence J. Hatterer, whose specialty is changing homosexuality in the male. He didn't do too good a job. Yeah, for a long time, you know. And I used to lie in my bed and sing depressing songs. And I was just the most miserable person of all time until I got out of there. Damn. So anyway, we're going to still keep our political shoes on for the next song. And this song is Strange Forces on two beats, okay? And don't swing it. One, two, three. Such a take off our political shoes. I did, I'm sorry. Banana peel. Anybody want? Okay, this song is called Bitter Beginnings. And this is when I decided not to write political songs anymore. I started to feel like a token, okay? So, but I don't anymore. You can start slow. Nice and slow. Token. So you edit the thoughts of one lifetime, like a tape from some splicing machine. You know, right? But some truth emerges within my words, some truth that I hardly had seen. Well, it's something that I hardly had seen. About that later. Oh, I need the words. Okay. The name of the song is No Name. Because I couldn't, you know, Charles didn't name it, that's why. Most people write songs that have repeating lines, you know, that's the way you're supposed to name it, and I very rarely do that, so it's really hard to name songs. But anyway, it kind of fits with what it's about. And if I crack up during the middle of it, you'll know why. Congratulations. Yeah. Let's see. I'll start it. Okay. School. Oh, but something snapped along that plotted path. And when you came around 13, you felt those urges, but you submerged them in fear of all the guilt and shame. You don't want to play around with nature's you come to grips with none of nature's tips, not if it means the whole refreshing of your soul. I've seen it all fucked over and forsworn, but you can bash out all the pain. Cleansing rain. couldn't do without. You could do that. Okay. Okay. Let's go. One, two. Trying so hard to pound you out of my senses. I couldn't live without you now. I couldn't do it without you now. So silently you came to me, singing, someday we are going to be free. All the burdens of this lifetime buried beneath the sea. Crowd of swallows up in the sky, like a shell beneath the sand. They hunger for a wisp of land. As I such joy to me. I will guide you as you travel on. A weary, weary man. good day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, as you all leave. Two more. One, two... Golden leaves come, take me from this city on my good day, on my good day. I was meant to live my life this way. Deep purple mist keeps clouding my mind. I just can't resist. Springtime outside. Okay. One more, and that's it. It's softer. Let us tighten up. Okay, the name of this song is Orion, like the constellation Orion, up in the sky, Orion's belt, and all that business. So I lost on another one of Charles' name. Okay, I'm second floor. One, two, three, four. Okay. He is sleeping. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Fantasies and the mad masturbation fears. No one ever knowing why someone seems so strong like me. Always had that streamlined tear stuck in his eye. And Bobby, I can't remember that night. Fell in love with you. Cabaret singing about the raging war and the wrathful God we knew. We took a walk, we smoked a joint. Our palpitation, pulse, rapidity. Somehow, my love, we'll get together somehow. Can't you feel the madness is falling down on my unrequited love? The colors fade, but I must say I've been patching up the pain from all those early years. Part of you has stayed with me, but there's no more shame. I know no fear. I don't regret having loving you in the younger times. I only wish those certain stars shine. Somehow, my love, we'll get together somehow. I wanna sing my song for you now. You to love me, they gave you a chance to know how. Baby, go on your crusade, I'll be your gay blade. We'll get together somehow, my love, we'll get together somehow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rough work.
Okay. Let me Let me once more announce everybody. Ira, wherever he is, Ira Epstein, to play organ and piano. Over there. John Henry Curry on bass. Over there. And Helen Lowell on percussion and vocals. And again, Alan Brower on everything. A lot of them. Pledge of instruments. And Charles.
Okay, that's it. As you leave, remember that the Free Music Store is supported solely by donations, just as is WBAI. Any money that you give will be used to support the Free Music Store and also will go to the station. And if you want to be put on the mailing list for the album, fill out a card as you leave. And I think that's it, yeah. I usually forget to say something. There's no smoking. Yeah, don't, oh, right. No.
Oh,
good night.
Good night, good night. Good night. It's my first time around, so. Good night.
And that was the Free Music Store from last week. I forgot to mention last week that we're in the process of preparing a soap opera, continuing short melodrama series, and Jeffrey Shaw is in charge of it, and he's been gathering talent of various kinds to assist in the production of it. We need writers, actors, I guess that's about it, and helpers out. So if you'd like to help out, if you'd like to donate your services to helping us produce this series of soap operas, get in touch with Jeffrey. You can write him in care of the station, Jeffrey Shaw, care of WBAI, 359 East 62nd Street, New York 10021. Or you can write to him in care of me, and I'm Charles Pitts. And the address is the same, WBAI, 359 East 62nd Street, New York 10021. And it'll take a while to get that thing going, but I've played, a better word for it, so many times that it's really time that we got some new material, and that's what it's all about. So I mentioned that. What else? Oh, yeah. I'm going to play an excerpt of last Sunday's, I think it was, newscast, or Monday, I forget. I didn't hear it, but somebody told me about it, and I dubbed this out of the newscast. This is Margot Adler with an excerpt from a newscast last week.
The Federal Communications Commission said Friday that it intends to fine WGLD Radio of Oak Park, Illinois, for broadcasting a program in which women describe their experiences with oral sex. The program is called How Do You Keep Your Sex Life Alive? And in a February broadcast, some callers to the station had suggested oral sex. A subsequent program by the station was devoted to the subject and consisted of descriptions by women of their personal experiences. The fine is $2,000, and the Solderline Broadcasting Corporation, which owns the station, has 30 days to decide whether to pay the fine or take the case to court.
So this is WBAI in New York. So that's where it is today, where it's at today. Someone at the FCC doesn't like something that someone broadcast, and so they fine the station. People used to carp constantly about how this was a free country, and you could say anything you wanted to, and it's not like Russia where there's state censorship. Oh, no. You know, here it's free speech all the way. And then, piece by piece and little by little, it begins to be chipped away. you know, this presumption of free speech, particularly in the area of obscenity. I mean, with all the publicity given to the supposedly liberal, freewheeling Supreme Court, as far as obscenity goes, in actuality, it's not very much more free nowadays than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. What is happening is that it's just free enough for the really cruddy people to proliferate, and the people with any kind of sophistication or subtlety of sensibility are snuffed out, you know, or a sense of humor. And so it's like petty, you know, the petty people proliferate, and they are used as an excuse to repress further. You know, they say, look at how cheap it all is. You know? And what has happened is that the risks are so great that only the cheapy kind of sex talk and sex related publications or broadcasts are able to survive. You know, just the thinnest, merest level, the least mentality. You know, are the ones that survive because they appeal to the widest audience and they make a lot of money. I mean, radio stations don't make it a habit to discuss sexuality with any kind of complexity, and the program in question here, this Illinois station, is a feminine forum, and it's, you know, really tawdry programming. I mean, it's really repugnant, disgusting programming. It's purely exploitative, and it's the kind of nudge in the ribs kind of programming that leering radio, and so that's what happens, you know, when the atmosphere is not free to talk.